In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps some of you are familiar with Spider-Man and Spider-Man's Uncle Ben, the guy who said, "With great power comes great responsibility." And this is why our Lord says it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. You say, well, why? Well, because Sodom and Gomorrah did not have apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, those with his message and with his power sent to them to preach the gospel. And what did the gospel message consist of? The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. So they came, called to repentance. And the very power of God was upon them so that they could cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. And they did it through the power of God, not through their own power. This is why Jesus tells them not to pack for the journey. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick, so that it is evident that they do think that they are mere conduits for the power of God. With great power comes great responsibility. So they have been given this great gift, and if they reject the gospel, it will be more tolerable on the day of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town, because more has been given to them. As our Lord said elsewhere, it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon. Why? Because they have someone greater than any of the prophets among them. And the same thing applies to us. Just think of the many gifts that God has given each one of us here. Fundamentally, the two greatest gifts are the gift of baptism. Our sins have been washed away. A fountain of living water has been set up within our hearts. And that itself would be enough. But God never just gives us enough. He gives us more than enough. And so he gives us the Holy Eucharist. With such great gifts, as well as the teaching of the Church, how could we not follow Christ? And if we choose not to, then we are worthy of judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.